Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today. And we've got a complete check of all your markets coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and, of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerINC.com.
Well, aggressive renewed buying flooding into the hog trade today, with nearby contracts holding $2 or greater finishes today. The continued support could hit daily trading limits, potentially moving to expanded trading limits on Thursday. On the live cattle, buyer support continued to ratchet higher through nearby contracts, with April futures trading well above $129 today. The steady buyer support moving into the complex continued to spark potential optimism surrounding the ability to push prices possibly above $130 and setting long-term highs not seen in over a year. The feeder cattle also saw strong gains here today, double and triple-digit highs after having swiftly and aggressively moving into deferred feeder cattle trade. The continued support in live cattle trade saw nearby contracts focusing on strong beef demand and potential additional investment trade entering the market, and that had added momentum to long-term feeder cattle trade. Now, on the grains here today, wheat trade was about 7 to 8 cents higher, with Kansas City trade leading after it was reported that Brazil will allow the 750,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat tariff-free. Trade is still focused on easing oversold conditions, with the large fund short remaining in place, with planting season coming up for spring wheat and weather likely to remain challenging. Corn was a bit flat today, ended up at one point as being unchanged here today. Trade still just below the next level of resistance and quiet action, with two-sided trade going on most of the day. Midwest weather issues were hindering demand and movement. And the soybean trade was just about a penny and a half higher for the most part today. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.